K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer back for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast, daily edition, coming at you on this Sunday, January 29th, 2023. Real quick here, starting postcast with tennis, and back on Friday, K-State women's tennis team got swept by number 8 Stanford to kick off the ITA Classic over in Cali, and then flip the script to Arkansas, right? K-State also got swept by Arkansas. So the winner of that Florida State-Arkansas game I was talking about earlier this week on this podcast, women's tennis team comes out of there with nothing to show for it here in California. Well, not here, but over there out west in California there. Arkansas moves to 3-1, and K-State all of a sudden is now 1-3 early in a 2023 campaign there. Go down the results here. Rozela Gruskinska and Vanessa Suarez in the double spot, number one spot, lost their set 6-2 to Morgan Cross and Indiana Spink, and then of course sophomore Florentine Deckers and junior Yukita, there we go, lost to Lenrika Strava and Grace O'Donnell there in the number two slot in doubles, 6-1 there as well. And of course, Razorbacks, the ladies posted the number one and two and five to clinch the match there as well. Grzinska got swept in her round. Then freshman Maria Santos saw a similar situation against Morgan Cross at the number five spot. There she lost 6-0. Then, of course, showing some fight in her there, and she lost 6-3 there as well. Deckers battled in both sets there, but lost to Kelly Keller. Wow, that's a alliteration of a name right there. Kelly Keller in the number one spot by the count of 6-4, 6-2. Senior Rosanna Maffey and Yukita each won their opening sets in the number four, Maffey, and six, Mrs. Kita, respectively, but their matches went unfinished due to the match already being clinched. That's kind of strange right there. You know, I never understood, you know, if you're going to start a match, why leave it unfinished? Especially, I mean, not just for the K-State, but for any tennis team. You're in the middle of a match, you're having success, all of a sudden, you know, right, you have... You have to stop it because the team already clinched play. That doesn't make any sense. So, if I had one opinion, one change about this, if you're going to start a match, you might as well just finish it. And I understand that you got to get to a certain number of wins for the overall team to get a win in women's tennis, right? So that's very deflating right there. If you're a Maffey or your Kita in that spot, right? And of course, Vanessa Suarez did force Carolina Gomez to a match point in the number three round before falling to 7-5 in her second set. See, this is what I'm talking about. Unfinished. 3-2 in the second set, unfinished. So that's unfortunate right there as well. So you never know. You never know about these matches. If you start them, you might as well play them, right? So that's very unfortunate right there as well. Jordan Smith, head coach of the women's tennis team, on his team's performances through Friday and Saturday. They play, I told you, it was going to be stiff competition. You're going to play number 8 Stanford, and you're going to play the winner of Arkansas, turn out to be Arkansas, Florida State, or Arkansas. Stiff competition in the Power 5 when it comes to, right, women's tennis, right? But Jordan Smith, on his performance, on their performance, not his, but, quote, not our best overall performance on the weekend. It doesn't matter if both teams are higher ranked than us. We didn't meet our standards, and we can do better. That will definitely change before next weekend. So not happy, Jordan Smith, there after the fact. But look, man, you're going against top 25. Not trying to throw the women's tennis team an excuse here, but you're playing against the competition. Maybe it will come back and reward some benefit here down the line for this women's team, right? So, but yeah, K-State comes out of there with nothing pretty much there, getting swept by Stanford in the ITA weekend classic this weekend on Friday. And then yesterday, getting swept by Arkansas 4-0 there in their next match. Here coming up will be, I had it on here, will be, they'll be traveling to, Iowa City. Iowa City to face off, to face Denver on Saturday coming up this weekend, this upcoming weekend. Denver on Saturday, and then you got to turn around and play Iowa on Sunday. Iowa's 1-1 on the year, and I don't know the record of Denver. They didn't post anything right there as well. So we'll see if that performance here that laid down by the women's tennis team, K-State, reap some benefit here as we get into the get into the season for the women's K-State women's tennis team, the Purple Project podcast. Find it wherever you get your podcast. If you're new to the show, welcome on board. You love what you're hearing. Definitely make sure you subscribe first to Purple Project podcast. And of course, I'm recording. I should have went off with this. Recording this on Championship Sunday. Yes, Championship Sunday. Ahead of the championship games here later on this afternoon and tonight, of course, rounding up with the Bengals and Chiefs sequel part two with this cold weather going on around here for the next couple of days. I am not looking forward to that as well. But yeah, stay tuned. We're going to have recaps, obviously, of men's and women's basketball. My announcement here coming later on social media. I'll dive on into that this week as well. Track and field has been super busy. We will break those into parts here and share that as well. Eddie Greer, Go Cats. And you find me on Twitter at Eddie_EG3. If you have a question or comment about the podcast, we would love to start hearing from our Pro Project podcast listeners right here on the PBBD.